This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the April 26, 2013 podcast from JNS Spine. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading a summary of an article on spinal aneurysms published today. Spinal aneurysms, clinical radiological features and management paradigms, a systematic review by Venkatesh Madugiri and colleagues. Aneurysms arising from the spinal vessels are rare lesions, unlike their cranial counterparts. The authors performed a systematic review of the literature published over the past 70 years. They identified reports of 140 spinal aneurysms, which was an average of 2 reported lesions per year. The authors propose a classification system grouping these lesions into 2 types. Type 1 aneurysms are those that arise in conjunction with a spinal arteriovenous malformation or fistula. Type 2 aneurysms are isolated spinal aneurysms. Patients with type 1 spinal aneurysms were younger and more likely to present with chronic complaints. The risk of hemorrhage in this group was found to increase if the aneurysm was intranidal. Patients with type 2 aneurysms were older and more likely to present with hemorrhage. Overall, 86.6% of patients presented with hemorrhage. The authors divide these patients into 3 groups: those who presented with a spinal syndrome, those who present with a pure cranial or craniospinal syndrome, and those with a non-specific presentation. Many patients presented with angiogram-negative cranial subarachnoid or intraventricular hemorrhage. The authors emphasize the importance of investigating these patients for spinal vascular lesions. Surgery and endovascular therapy are both comparable in the management of type 2 spinal aneurysms, whereas surgery would be superior for type 1 aneurysms. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.